that time of year that often makes people reflect on the year gone by and the one ahead. As 2020 goes down in the history books, we spoke with West Kootenay leaders about the successes and challenges the year brought with it. Here are the mayors of Trail, Rosland, and Castlegar for a year in review.
Hi, I'm Mayor Bruno Tassoni of Castlegar. Well, it's impacted us in a lot of ways. We have issues, starting to have more issues with the homeless people within our community. We put a grant out, a vulnerable population grant fund, to help those in need, which would be the vulnerable, the seniors, and to help out with nonprofits.
Recently, there have been some cases of the pandemic virus, the COVID-19, in the Castlegar area. Can you tell us about your recent decision to share some more information from council directly?
What's important is that we're upfront and honest with our constituents and the taxpayers in the community to make sure that they understand where council is going as far as making sure everybody follows the guidelines of the health authorities. It's out there so that they understand that council is working in the same goal. When the pandemic happened, and obviously it devastated a lot of the small business communities, the restaurant, hotels. So what we did is we funded a business recovery task force to help out with these businesses in trying to get the message out to support locally. Well, the biggest challenge is obviously our airport. I mean, the airport industry has been devastated. We rely on the passenger fares to fund the airport. And obviously with Air Canada pulling out of Castlegar, there was no revenue there at all. We had to find another way of trying to get revenue back in. We found another airline, Central Mountain Air, which has been helpful to try to get some revenue back into the airport. The biggest success, I think, is we've implemented a step code. We've also developed a housing committee to develop housing strategy within Castlegar. We passed our first asset management policies, and we've developed an economic development strategy. I think the highlights of the year is how council has handled the COVID issues as far as coming together and supporting the whole community in trying to cut back on our expenses and putting it into a reserve fund. For our to-do list would be to finish Columbia Avenue Phase 2, finish our housing strategy, implement it, which would be to have it completed, increase airport reliability as far as our RMP program. We're going to be reviewing the official community plan. And the last thing would be our 75th anniversary, trying to figure out if we're going to have some sort of an event or whatever we're going to do if COVID would allow us.
I'm Lisa Pazin, Mayor of the City of Trail. The COVID-19 pandemic has significantly impacted Trail. This included dealing with public services, ensuring that the city's organization was responding in accordance with the various health orders and WorkSafe BC guidelines, and keeping our employees and the public safe. There has been significant reductions in revenue because of the impact of COVID-19. We offered our taxpayers a 0% tax increase because we felt that they really deserved that and needed that help during the pandemic. We also deferred our capital projects by over $1 million, so we will have to work diligently over the next several years to complete our priority projects. Another impact and negative consequence of the pandemic is the impact on the opioid crisis for our vulnerable citizens. This includes management of the homeless issue, the vagrancy, the substance abuse, mental health, and poverty, and this is having significant impacts on our city. When considering the biggest successes, I would consider really how our city staff has responded and how the city as a whole has responded. We have continued to provide services, we've adjusted in response to the ongoing orders, and I believe we've done a very good job in disseminating information to the public regarding COVID-19 to keep them informed. We have reopened services when we can. City staff did an excellent job in providing strong leadership while safely reopening our services, and for that, we are very grateful to our staff for all the work that they've done. Other successes we have had, which are really non-COVID related, which we're very proud of, because even though you have all the work surrounding COVID, you still have to keep going with business and capital project improvements. So we have installed a new gyro playground, which was about $450,000, which is just a wonderful playground for our city and supports families as they recreate. And Gyro Park, beautiful facility. We have finalized a new 3-year deal for economic development with the LCDT BPS, and I think during COVID recovery, focus on economic development is going to be really important. We are collaborating with the RCMP to increase security in the downtown core to provide safety and security for all our community members, including our most vulnerable community members. And we have ratified a new collective agreement with CUPE, and that was ratified for 4 years. And it's a reasonable, fair deal, and it provides certainty to the city and our employees as we move through reopening and the next few years after the pandemic. 2021 is going to be interesting. We are going to try to allocate some funds to capital projects to catch up for what we had to cancel, some significant priority projects on the books. So we have our official community plan, and we also have our organizational review. Those will both be completed in 2021. We are also going to continue to work with BC Housing in the hopes of advancing and seeing a plan approved for supporting housing development in Trail. A high priority for us to try to diversify our housing needs for the betterment of all our community. We are hoping to continue on and see some continued revitalization in the downtown core. We've had many businesses step up and do construction and revitalization on their businesses in the downtown core during the COVID shutdown. The City of Trail hopes to see continued revitalization of the downtown core. There's two empty lots in downtown, and we hope to see them continue to be developed. One is the City of Trail lot that we hope to sell. The other is a private lot, and we hope that will be developed.
This is Mayor Kathy Moore, the City of Roslyn. 2020 was a challenging year for everyone. Pretty much no one has lived through a global pandemic like this one before, so I have to say it's all new terrain for everyone. In terms of Roslyn, I'm very proud of how Roslyn responded to the crisis. We had very few people who, you know, fell into the pit of conspiracy theories, and most of behaved very reasonably. We didn't have large gatherings. People were pretty willing to adopt masks and see it as a violation of their charter rights, which you see in the news all the time. I think the more rational view was that these were simple public health rules, sort of like wearing shoes and shirts in restaurants. The biggest thing was our stores and restaurants pivoted to providing online services, delivery, takeout. They made their changes really quickly, so to maintain as much business as possible. I didn't say they weren't hurt, because they were. We had serious economic impacts for sure. Trail and District Chamber of Commerce, of which Roslyn participates, they had a wealth of information about what programs were available for local businesses. In terms of the city, I'd say our city staff did an excellent job of following and communicating all of the provincial health officers' orders. We shut down what we needed to. We provided COVID precautions where we could to keep everyone safe. And after postponing our by-election for one council seat in April, we were able to successfully hold it in November. So we now have a full council of 7, no more 6 councillors, which sometimes result in a tie. Roslyn didn't have to change much of how the city operates because we don't have a lot of outside sources of revenue. Other municipalities do, but we don't have parking meters, don't have an airport. We don't get a lot of revenue from our recreation facilities. So this meant we didn't have a lot to reduce our services. We didn't have to reduce our services or lay off any staff. And I think because we knew more locals were going to be staying close to home, we felt it was important to offer whatever services and facilities we could while still, you know, staying within the rules. So we opened our pool and our parks as much as we could. We have our outdoor rink open. We have public aid available. Some people in town saw other communities drastically reducing their services, laying off staff, cutting taxes a couple of percentage points. And, you know, we got feedback that we should be doing the same. But we took a different approach. We figured that our community wants and needs the municipal services. And since our revenues were not dramatically impacted, we chose to continue to provide those services and move forward, you know, with our capital plans, our financial plan that benefit the community in the long run. I mean, the pandemic is here now, but it will not last forever. But we need to keep the community going. We have a robust asset management plan that we continue to fund. Of course, we remain willing to alter our approach should it become necessary. But our taxes increased by about 2% in 2020. But since each 1% increase only provides the city with an additional $50,000, it's not a lot of money per household, and we felt the services and keeping full employment was more important. So far, we've weathered the pandemic storm very well, but our biggest challenge may still be ahead of us. because the pandemic hit with full force just as our ski season was winding down in 2020. So while our spring events at the ski hill had to be canceled, the bulk of our seasonal visitors had already come and mostly gone. Now 2021 is going to present a new challenge. You know, there's travel restrictions that are still in place and have recently been extended. And, you know, even BC residents are being asked to visit only their local ski hill. We know our visitor count will be much lower than usual, and that's going to impact a lot of our local businesses. The good news is that Major Roslanders are still employed, and they will shop local. We don't rely 100% on tourism. And you add to that that Roslanders are extremely resilient, and we're going to get through this together. You know, I like to say, and I say it frequently, this too shall pass. You know, once things settle down, we look forward to welcoming people from out of town again. But for now, we're hoping everyone will stay local, stay safe, wherever they are. We haven't seen a lot of the really harsh issues that some other communities have with a lot of mental health issues or people being rude in stores or vandalism, that kind of thing. We haven't had a lot of bad behavior here. And I think part of it is because we live in a community where people can get out all summer. They were able to hike and bike and, you know, do the fun activities, go out with their dog or go out with a friend and socially distance, but still not be cut off like in some other communities. And now as winter approaches, yes, challenges that people are indoors more, but we still have, you know, the cross country trails, and soon Red Mountain will open, and they have some very stringent criteria set for COVID precautions, and as long as everyone follows them, you know, they're gonna be able to operate, and people will be able to get out and do the things that give them joy. So yes, we have challenges, but I think we're in a very fortuitous position just by where we are located.
Roslyn was recently named the top Canadian ski town by USA Today. What do you think of that title, especially in 2020?
Well, I mean, we deserve it, right? We are a fantastic ski destination. Red Mountain is underappreciated worldwide. It's great. But the award coming at this time is going to make us a more desirable destination location at the exact time when we're really not encouraging people to come visit. The international borders are closed and people are being advised by the provincial health officer to stay and ski at their local resort. So in a way, it's a lovely, shiny honor that we can't really promote in as broad a way as we would in normal times. This will be an unusual year for sure because the pandemic will still be with us. Some of the events that are big in Roslyn, like our Winter Carnival, isn't going to go forward. From a municipal point of view, we're very focused on maintaining our services. Now, that means maintaining the health and safety of our employees, which has required us to make some changes in City Hall. And at a small municipality, there's always more work than there are hours in the day or people to do it. So we're not worried about any of that. We are continuing to go forward with our financial plan, which has, you know, ambitious programs for our infrastructure. Our biggest project for this year is our affordable housing project, which will be built on top of a new city hall. And it's a wonderful cooperative project. We're not involved in the funding or the building of the housing, you know, the Lower Columbia Affordable Housing Society in conjunction with BC Housing and CBT. And we're getting a number of other grants that go into that project. But because the city hall and the affordable housing are housed together, there's cost sharing and there's cost savings by doing the project all together. We're intending that it's going to be a very energy efficient building, and we're very excited about that, and that we intend to, you know, break ground in 2021. That's probably the biggest thing.
I asked what their advice would be for leaders in times of crisis.
Well, I mean, I think it's important for everyone to stay accessible to their community. We are open to hearing from our community in any way they want to reach us. And we're a very responsive local government. And I think the message is that we're all in this together and we're all there to help each other. And I think that spirit is alive and well in Roslyn, not just through elected leaders, but through the community itself.
Advice I would provide would be to keep a clear head, keep calm, really look to all the regulations and communications that you have from higher levels of government, really increase the communication with your senior levels of staff so that everyone's informed, keep council informed, and through that have a comprehensive communication strategy to the public, because ultimately we need as city officials and elected officials to keep our community running, but we need to keep it running in a safe way for all our community members as well as our all employees of the City of Trail.
Well, my advice is stay calm, support the health authorities and what their decisions are, and try not to make mixed messages.
And as the year wraps up, here's a final message from the mayors of Trail, Rosland, and Castlegar.
That I really hope people take COVID seriously. They follow the health and safety orders that are given by the provincial government, because the sooner we all comply, the sooner we're going to get out of this. And yes, it's going to be a different holiday season. We won't be able to be as festive and together with all our family members as normal, but technology is at such a place today. You know, just because we can't be together physically doesn't mean we can't be together emotionally and connect online. And I think that's a good thing. And 2021 will come and go, and we'll get back to a new normal. And that new normal may be different. You know, I think we will find lessons that we've learned out of this pandemic. This is the year that we all need to stay local and value what we have in our own hometowns. We all live in amazing places, and there's a lot of exploring that one can do right in your own backyard.
I'm so proud of our community, how we've responded collectively. I think our uptake of masks and the safety protocols has just been exceptional in our city. I think people have been very respectful of the medical health officer's orders. And I think as a community, we've done very well. And, you know, my message going into the final part of this year is just please support local. I understand that there's travel restrictions, and that's for our safety, but our businesses have had a hard time. And it's going to be incumbent on us as a community to rally behind those businesses to make sure they're sustainable and they can make it through the pandemic. So please shop local, please support local, and please support each other as we move through the spring, summer, and into the end of pandemic once we get vaccinations.
Just stay safe. We'll all get through this COVID and get back to normalcy. I think it's important that we follow the health board recommendations.
After speaking with 9 political leaders in the West Kootenays, one thing is for certain. As busy as 2020 has been, they all have big plans for 2021. You can find our interviews with mayors and political leaders from 9 West Kootenay communities on our website at www.kootenaycoopradio.com.